In this segment, we're going to talk about the incentive program. As you may know, Floriswear allows you to run a points-based incentive program. Each time a customer makes a purchase, they are rewarded with points that can be redeemed for free or discounted product in the future. There are several benefits to running an incentive program like this. The first is that it builds customer loyalty. Points programs work. That's why other programs like Air Miles, Aeroplan, and Avion are so popular. People love them. They love the idea of getting something for free, even if it takes them a really long time to accumulate any kind of real benefit. For example, my wife will only shop at one particular chain of drugstores because she's been collecting the points for a couple of years and she loves getting them. The other benefit to running a points program is that it gives the customer a really good reason to provide you with the marketing information you want, their name and phone number. If they don't give you that, they can't collect points. Here's how the incentive program works. If you choose to run an incentive program, points will be awarded to every retail customer that pays for their purchase at the time of sale. Points are not issued on sales charged to account or when the payment is deferred until later. One of the things we want to do with the points is help your cash flow and make sure customers are paying at the time of sale, because that's generally the most advantageous for you. Here are some other things that govern the awarding of points. Points are only issued to retail customers, not florists. Florists cannot earn points for sending you orders. Points are awarded on the discounted product value only. They are not awarded on service or delivery charges or sales taxes. Now, as we mentioned, one of the goals with the points is to collect valuable marketing information, customer name and phone number. If they don't give you that information, they cannot collect points. Now, we give you another tool to help get this information. You're going to find that many customers just don't want to give up that name and phone number. They're tired of getting calls, they're tired of being on mailing lists. So you're going to need to convince them. Hopefully the points program will help do that. Sometimes that won't be enough. And that's why we introduced a feature called New Customer Bonus Points. What this lets you do is specify that a certain number of bonus points be awarded to new customers when they first enter the program. Once again, it's just like a credit card program that offers new customers a sign-up bonus. If the customer is prepared to enter the program and give you that information, they'll get those bonus points. It helps you sell them on the program. Now, here's one of the great things about this feature. You never have to award those bonus points. You always get to choose. So, what most users do is save those bonus points for the occasions that they really need them. If a customer is perfectly happy to give you their phone number and name as soon as you ask for it, they don't give them the bonus points. If, however, it's a tougher sell and they have to bribe the customer to give that information up, then they'll give them the bonus points. You can also use the bonus points to collect better quality information. You'll find that some customers will give you the name and phone number, but not the email address. That's too bad, because the email address is really valuable. When you have the email address, you can do email marketing, which lets you deliver a message virtually instantaneously and at no cost. Of course, that's exactly why the customer doesn't want to give it to you, because they're tired of getting junk mail. So what some florists do is save the new customer bonus points for customers that give them name, phone number, and email address. No email, no bonus points. Now, if you're dealing with a grandmother and she just doesn't have email, of course you can give her the point. That covers pretty much everything you need to know about awarding points. Now we need to talk about redeeming points. The first thing you need to consider is the partial redemption setting. A partial redemption is one in which the customer does not have enough points to pay for their entire purchase, so they apply the points that they have as a discount. That's a partial redemption. in your settings, you're going to specify whether or not you want to allow this. Now, we generally suggest that you do not allow partial redemptions. We believe that allowing partial redemptions undermines the whole purpose of the points program. One of the main goals of the points program is to build customer loyalty. We want customers collecting points for years. If you allow partial redemptions, you lose that benefit. The customer collects points on their first purchase and redeems them on their second. Essentially, it just becomes a regular customer discount. They're always using the points from the previous purchase to pay for the next purchase. So if you were giving away points at the rate of 2%, your points program just becomes a 2% discount program. We really feel you lose most of the benefit, and we suggest that you do not allow partial redemptions. Now, when a customer comes to the payment portion of the sale, you'll see their points balance and the equivalent cash value. If they have enough money in points to pay for their purchase, you can suggest that they do just that. If you are offering partial redemptions, you can offer that value as a discount. Once they redeem the points, they're erased from their balance and they start over. Now, there are a few more things we want to talk about with the points program. The single biggest consideration is the rate at which you want to award points. Basically, you're going to pick a percentage. Each percentage point equals 1 cent. So if you chose a reward rate of 5%, the customer would earn 5 cents on every dollar that they spent. Now, what rate should you go with? Most big programs, like credit card programs, reward in the 2 to 3% range. Smaller, more aggressive programs reward in the 3 to 5% range. A lot of florists who are currently running what they call usually a buy a dozen, get a dozen free programs are paying much higher rewards than that. Those programs actually pay more than 8%. So what do we suggest? We like the number of 5%. For every dollar the customer spends, they're earning a nickel towards future purchases. Some of you probably think that seems outrageously high. It's not. Please think about it. When you reward at 5%, a customer would have to make 20 average purchases before they would qualify for free product. In North America, that means that most customers would have to remain loyal customers for 5 or more years before they could even think about getting free product. Isn't that worth one free sale, 1 in 20? It seems like the best possible solution to us. You need to make the percentage high enough that it keeps the customer interested in, that they can see the benefit. At the same time, you don't want to give away too much. We think 5% is a good balance. Having said that, you can also run point specials. This is a great way to try and drive business and offer your customer a special deal without actually giving up any cash flow. Here's an example. January is a slow month for a lot of florists, so what many of them do is promote double or triple points on all purchases made during the month of January. They're trying to bring more business into the store, and it's a great tie-in with Valentine's Day. They promote to their customers that they will receive double or triple points on any purchases made during January, including Valentine's Day pre-orders. So, not only are they trying to increase January sales, they're also encouraging advance pre-orders, making Valentine's Day that much easier to organize. Other stores try and drive business to certain days of the week. They might run double points Wednesday or triple points Thursday to try and drive business to those days. You can change the reward rate at any time, so there's really no limit as to what you can do. You can have a lot of fun with this trying to make a program like this. You're going to have to promote it. You should mention it in your emails. You should make mention of it in your receipts, your statements, and your invoices. You can have signs on the counter or signs outside the store. You want to mention it in every sale. If a customer doesn't want to give you their name and phone number, of course you're going to mention the program to try and get them to part with that information. But if someone's only too happy to give you their name and phone number, make sure you mention it anyway. At the end of the sale, stress that they just earned points that they're going to be able to redeem for free product down the road. One of the goals is to build loyalty. If they don't know about the program, we're not going to be able to do that. The points program is one of the most exciting features in Floristware. We really hope that you will give it a try.